What is up, guys? I'm here with my best pals from Patch Chat. We've got Boris here and Danny. We're ready for the Lions game, the Matt Patricia game, the Josh Gordon game. What's going on, my pals? What's up, Boris?
Just looking forward to another weekend of football, specifically the Patriots, seeing how they attack Patricia's defense. And I really think it's going to be a battle of who leaves the middle of the field open the worst.
So what's up, Danny?
What's going on, guys? I'm excited to have Josh Gordon. I'm also looking forward to a Sony Michel game and seeing, like Boris said, how they attack the middle of the field against a Matt Patricia defense.
Yeah, that cross-eyed freak's going to go for at least 20 yards.
Arthritis knees.
I will not accept this slander.
All right, so first things first, our favorite guy, Cyrus Jones, is back on the team. He's practicing with the safeties. Personally, I would say I feel better that he's a safety and not a corner because he's absolutely burnt toast. He has good ball skills. He's kind of short, so I don't see him really – he's probably not going to be great, but he can be better than Jordan Richards is what I'll say. What do you think, Boris?
Better than Jordan Richards, that does not exactly take much. Confirmed. I don't exactly like the move to bring him back. I don't think he's an NFL-caliber player. He's got speed, but he doesn't have the size, and I don't think he has the instincts to be a safety. And they bring him back to be a special teamer as well, possibly return kicks. I just go back to the Bills game in 2016. I was at that game, and he brought out about three kicks to maybe the 10-yard line, and the crowd was just letting him have it. And then finally his fourth return, he just nailed it, and the crowd just erupted. It was fantastic.
What about you, Danny?
I'm going to have to disagree with Boris. I kind of like the move. I mean, he adds special teams value. He has very solid ball skills, and I think that can benefit him playing as a safety. I mean, he's an Alabama player. Belichick's close with Saban. Obviously, the kid can play football. He can return. He's fast. I think the safety position will definitely benefit him. I don't think he's going to be a great player, but he'll be solid in the role that Belichick gives him playing as a safety.
Well, you know what? I've tried to look at the bright side here and not totally shit on Cyrus Jones like I have all the time. But back in summer 2017, in West Virginia, the Patriots came to practice, and Cyrus Jones was getting booed in West Virginia because he was muffing punts. And ironically, this is the summer where all the Pats beach riders were telling me that Cyrus Jones looks good at punt returning, blah, 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 Cyrus Jones. And he was getting fucking booed in West Virginia. Cyrus Jones was known in West Virginia. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty crazy. I mean, he did have a lot of screw-ups, though, you know? I mean, a couple
to
months,
say the least.
And like Boris was saying, he was at the game, and I remember that game very well, where he's getting booed and finally kneels and gets cheered, but I think it'll be a nice little comeback story. He's definitely better than Jordan Richards, and frankly, that's all that matters, because
we just shouldn't speak of that name.
He's gone. He's the Falcons problem now.
The worst player in
ever
NFL history.
Ever.
He's actually starting for the Falcons right now, if you guys didn't see.
Yeah, I saw his
I feel sorry for everybody in Atlanta.
I don't.
I already do, but you know what?
I'm happy he's not with us anymore.
Exactly.
All right. So we talked about it last pod, and we're just not over it. Josh Gordon, he's a fucking Patriot. So we're just gonna give his biggest fan the floor here. So without further ado, Connor Boris. On Josh Gordon.
Now, Monday on the podcast, you referred to me possibly having an erection, and I'm here to confirm that I still have one. It hasn't gone down. I should probably see a doctor. It's kind of gross down there. But this is a player that we've wanted for so many years. I've been talking about Patriots possibly getting him since 2014, and finally it happens. I've always said that Brady's better now than he was when he had Randy Moss. Just all-around player. Makes more good reads. And now we have a Randy Moss-like player. He's not as fast. He's not as tall. But he's he has the 4.3 speed, and he's built like a tight end. He's going to be more durable. He's just such a dynamic player. Go back to 2013 when he just fathered prime Aqib Talib for 150 yards and a touchdown, and Browns still lose the game because they're the Browns.
Yeah, I totally agree, Boris. I watched every single one of Josh Gordon's 2013 targets and 2017. You know, it was really small sample size, but my God, the guy can fucking snatch passes from anywhere. Like, he's just mossing people. It did not matter where the ball was. He's catching it.
Yeah.
And fathered Casey Hayward in his first game back. So
yeah, Casey Hayward said that Gordon and OBJ were his toughest covers last year. And back in 2013, his snag over Adam Jones, that's just ridiculous. That shouldn't happen.
Yeah, but people are telling me, well, he's only played 11 games in 4 years. You don't know if he's good. Yeah, check the fucking tape, dipshit. He's fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Try again.
Now, I may add, I sparked one up on Monday for Gordon Day, and about an hour later, Ian Rappaport tweeted out that we were close to closing a deal for Josh Gordon. So I'm not saying I'm the reason why, but I don't think it's a coincidence.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. I really don't. I think it's definitely not Danny. That's for sure.
Nope. Josh fucking Gordon.
Flash, man.
The dude's a freak. I mean, and he has very little wear and tear on his body. You know, like Bryce was saying, people say he hasn't played in, you know, however long. That's just time that he's been training and just getting his better. I mean, an underrated aspect to his game is how smart he is. You know, that's kind of key to the Patriots wide receiver playbook is, you know, getting on that same level as Brady and finding the open zones, the soft zones. And I think that's a very strong point of his game, you know. I think he does that very well. And he'll catch everything, you know.
Yeah, I think he's actually low key. He could have an 8 to 10 catch game this game just because of how smart he is.
You think so?
I think it'll be pretty clear pretty early that Josh Gordon needs to be on the field like every down.
When he's on the field, he's a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL, and you can't say otherwise.
And he's not 9. He's not 8. He's not 7. Two.
He's 1.
He's not 6. He's not 5, 4, or 3, or even 2.
When he's on the field, he's commanding, you know, 2 to 3 people's attention. I mean, in 13, he had 87 catches for 1,600 yards.
Have you seen that shirtless pic of that man when he's training?
Yo, his abs.
It's like a god.
Oh, my goodness. He was handcrafted. Disgusting. He was chiseled by God himself.
He could fucking pummel puny and Antonio Brown. Like, Antonio Brown could never.
I mean, his
It just
athleticism.
Feels good that Brady finally has a big body wide receiver.
For sure.
And he's not just some slow target. He can fly.
He's not Chad Ochocinco.
He's not Riley McCarron.
He's not number 19 beer gut that was in the picture with Josh Gordon.
Disgusting.
Still an unnamed wide receiver, but we don't
that
want
was
him.
Actually me. That was actually me. It was just bulking season.
Getting ready for hibernation.
All right, guys. So this weekend entails of our favorite guy on this podcast, which is Matt Patricia. I'm going to start out by telling my favorite Matt Patricia story, which I've told a couple times, but it's still funny every time. So once Matt Patricia got hired with the Patriots, on his defensive meetings, guys were falling asleep. They weren't even showing up. They were walking out. They were leaving. So Belichick had to come in and sit in on Matt Patricia's meeting so guys wouldn't fall asleep and wouldn't leave. So I don't know why this didn't sound a fucking red flag, but there we were in the Super Bowl allowing 700 yards to Nick Foles. And it just they just come hand to hand.
Oh, I got to go throw up.
Don't speak of the Super Bowl.
It makes me sick. Fucking Give Matt Patricia.
Someone give me a good fucking Matt Patricia story. Just the funniest thing about Matt Patricia. Or the worst.
I mean, how about it was like the first week of Brian Flores being in and the players are coming out and saying how, you know, he's letting them fly and The defense is a lot simpler. I mean, that just speaks a lot. You know, that's why people are falling asleep. He's trying to teach rocket science to his defensive players before the Super Bowl. It's not going to help you stop Nick Foles.
Yeah, Jesus
Christ. I'm just happy that this man is not coaching the defense anymore. He overcomplicates things. It's just not a good way for success in the NFL.
Dropping Trey Flowers in the coverage.
You hate to see it.
You really
on Le'Veon Bell, 20 yards down the field. We're going to put 50 points up on this fat diabetic.
Trey Flowers.
Word to John.
Trey Flowers doing anything other than setting the edge or just rushing the passer is you're asking for bad things to happen.
Right. And that's not a knock against Trey Flowers. That's not his job, you know?
Yeah, it's a crazy concept, but Matt Patricia's job is actually to make Trey Flowers' job easier, not harder.
Exactly, and he did the exact opposite. And I mean, I got nothing against Matt Patricia. He just is not.
I do.
I mean, I do. But
I
like,
absolutely do.
I do, but I'm
my favorite
the fat diabetic.
I'm happy he has a job, but I'm happy it's not with New England.
My favorite Matt Patricia moment is him leaving for the Lions.
I'm literally sure everyone says the same thing. You know, the funniest thing around here is how we, as Patriots fans, would always talk about what the fuck is he doing with that pencil in his ear for like
oh my
years with the laminated play sheet. No one caught up to it. And then I heard Bill Simmons talking about it, so it finally went national. But actually, Matt Patricia, what the fuck are you doing with that pencil? What do you write down? Like, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Dude? No, we never got this answer.
Absolutely nothing.
And he still does it.
And it just, when a big play would happen, and then the cameras would zoom in on Matt Patricia's face, and he just looks like a fat bozo that has no idea what he's doing with the pencil in his ear, and he's just stuffing his face in the laminated paper. And it's just so aggravating.
Those RPOs, man.
Or when he rubs his beard.
His RPS.
Like he's trying to think of something, but he's actually not thinking about anything.
It's called Patricia Face.
The
you
Patricia
know,
Face.
You know what it is.
The Patricia Factor.
Dude's a rocket scientist and can't stop an RPO.
fucking diabetic.
Oh, God. I'm so happy he's gone.
Yeah, you know. It's hard to rag on him even more because our defense just got eaten alive by Blake Bortles again
RPOs.
This last game. Yeah, those RPOs, bro. Fucking RPOs. Bill Belichick versus RPOs and Blake Bortles, that's the biggest rivalry in sports.
That's because Bill
it's
Belichick.
It's not a rivalry. It's not a rivalry. RPOs wins every time.
Bill Belichick's father is also running the show over there in Jacksonville.
It's Tom Coughlin.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you're actually right, boys.
I hear no
you're
lies right. there.
Yeah, you're speaking the truth. 0-3 in Super Bowl. Well, 0-2 in Super Bowls against Tom Coughlin. And now, what is he total against Tom Coughlin?
Well, he won. What was it? 0-7 in Week 16 or Week 17?
They lost the regular season in 2011.
And the Jags considered Week 2 their Super Bowl, so that counts as a Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, you're right there. 2015, we beat the Giants. Gronk had the bomb, and Janoris Jenkins tripped over his safety. I think it was Janoris. We almost lost that game, though, too. Didn't they miss a kick at the end?
Clutch kick, Stephen Gostkowski. I'm going to say yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. Still, Tom Coughlin.
Before he missed the extra point in Denver and was actually reliable.
that game actually broke him, I think.
These kickers now are so mentally soft. It is pathetic. They miss one kick and it just derails their whole career.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point, Boris. I mean, you look from that point on, he missed two kicks in the Falcons Super Bowl game. We had to convert two-point conversions, which is like unheard of.
Yep. Thanks, Gostkowski. If you're listening, thanks.
Could have three-peated.
With ease. All right, boys. Now we move on to our offensive X factor. And for me, the offensive X factor is that this game is indoors, because Tom Brady's last 7 games indoors, not counting Super Bowl, 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 328 yards per game. And if you count the Super Bowl, it's another 500 yards, 3 touchdowns. Oh, so Brady's absolutely on fire, and he's going against a fat diabetic, which I am just so confident that he's going to fucking rip up the fat diabetic the way Sam Darnold did. And so I'm pretty confident. Brady's X factor. I'm going high. I don't care. What about you, Boris?
I was going with Brady as well. It's just after that disappointing loss the other week, just look for Brady to come back firing the ball all over the field. The middle of the field should be wide open. That'll be good for Gronk. Probably a big game for Gronk this weekend.
About you, Danny?
I think Sony Michel is going to have a really good game this week. He was on the field for 13 plays last week, and they either ran the ball with him or attempted to throw the ball to him. I believe it was 11 out of 12 times. Now, if that doesn't show you what they think of him, then I don't know. I think they're going to feed him the ball this week.
You know, Danny, I have some rules in life, and one of the rules is you can't be cross-eyed and be a star athlete. Like, you just can't do it. Like, name one cross-eyed athlete that's good.
Sony Michel. There you go, Sony Michel.
No, that's where you lose.
He sees multiple holes, but he doesn't have the depth perception.
I'm sure he sees a whole lot of shit.
I think with Jeremy Hill going down, that kind of forces Sony Michel into a role where he has to be a factor in this offense this year. I mean, you think about the past year's running backs that we draft, they kind of get a redshirt year. You know, it goes back with James White, Shane Vereen. They all really don't play their first year. I think it's going to be the opposite with Sony Michel. I mean, especially since we drafted him in the first round, I think he's going to be a big part of the offense going down, you know, throughout the year.
But honestly, I ragged on him, but I do have the 60-year-old rookie as my second X factor of the game. I think they should feed him, try to get him going. You can't waste a first rounder on a running back and not play him.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys are totally right. And I was watching the 49ers Lions game earlier, and the Lions allowed like 190 yards rushing. And if you watch the game, you're thinking, how the fuck? Where are these yards coming from? Because it didn't look like they were busting big runs. And same with the Jets game. The Lions gave up 2 60-yard runs. So maybe Sony Michel can pop through the hole and have a nice long run, and then he can go to the senior citizen home afterwards and celebrate with some tapioca pudding and some Bengay.
Get his arthritis worked on.
I said they got to go right from the first drive and put Sony out there. You know, first down, give him a run, give him a toss. They got to get him in the open field.
First play of the game,
Josh play Gordon.
Action, Josh Gordon
touchdown.
I hate touchdown. You guys. James White and Sony Michel game this week. I think Josh Gordon has kind of a slow start in New England.
No,
you guys are going to roast me.
I think Brady to Gordon is no longer reserved for Madden. I don't have to dream about seeing Brady throw 200 yards to Josh Gordon. It's going to happen.
I could be wrong, and I will gladly be wrong, but I think he'll get some catches. He'll get a lot of plays, but I think Matt Patricia is going to over defend on Josh Gordon and kind of like you guys said earlier, leave the middle of the field open, and that gives, you know, Gronk, Michel, White, those kind of Dorsett gives those guys some big play opportunities.
The problem with that is who's going to cover Gordon for them?
Nobody.
Slay likely is out.
Slay is already out. I think he's already.
No, he's questionable.
Oh, really?
They put it out today. He's questionable. But if he is out, who's going to cover him? Because even with double coverage, they don't have anybody good enough to cover him.
I don't think Slay can cover him anyways. I mean, Slay is really good. I like Slay a lot, but he can't cover Josh Gordon.
No.
Nobody can.
No, the guy's just too good. Too big. Just a freak of nature.
I can't wait till Patricia drops Ziggy Ansah in the coverage against Gronk 17 times. I'm here for that.
Yeah, we would absolutely love that. So let's get on to our defensive X factors here. And I'll start, and I'll say I'll have two. So one of them is going to be Adrian Claiborne, because Trey Flowers is out. Keontae Davis looked really bad last game. Derek Rivers is probably going to play. And this motherfucker, Adrian Claiborne, set the edge. just set the edge. You're an X factor because you need to set the edge. Because I counted five times last game where Adrian Claiborne rushed past the quarterback, didn't set the edge, and Blake Bortles is rushing for a first down. But now, with that being said, my second X factor is the one, the man, the myth, the second best cornerback on this team, Eric Rowe, with the bounce back. He's going to probably be covering Galladay, and that's a pretty tough cover. The Lions have three really good wide receivers, Galladay, Tate, Marvin Jones. So Eric Rowe is going to have to be good this game because I just don't see another player covering Galladay besides Gilmore, and Gilmore's probably going to be on Jones, mm-hmm. and John Jones is going to be on Tate, obviously. So those are my X factors, and I think Eric Rowe will have a better game this game. What about you, Boris?
My X factor is going to be that big, fatty Hightower. He just looks like an absolute fat, slow slob on the field last week. It was disgusting, and people are using his injury as an excuse when it's an upper body injury. He shouldn't be having problems running. I get he's a more old-school linebacker, but he is just so slow, and it does not look good. We cannot have him just walking through the middle of the field like he was last week.
Trotting. He was actually
jogging.
He was jogging. Yeah. About you, Danny boy.
Dietrich Wise, I think.
Oh, is he going to play? His finger's pretty fucked up.
He was taken off the injury report today.
Oh, okay. So now he's on deer antler spray. Now we
exactly. I hope they put him in a club, too. I think Dietrich Wise is going to have – I hope he has a really good game. I think he will. He's going to get a lot more snaps this week, obviously, with Trey Flowers being out. I like Wise a lot. I'm very high on him. I mean, he's still young. He's still learning. He's a solid player, though. And, I think he's going to have a pretty solid game. They got to get pressure on Matt Stafford, though. I mean, Adrian Claiborne, too.
He's very good, idiots.
Listen.
But at the least, Dietrich Wise could take his club and just club the fuck out of Matt Patricia. At the very
and
least.
I would like that. I would love that, actually. Punch his fat belly.
They need to cover the middle of the field this week.
Yep.
Jawan Bentley.
He had a down week last week. He's a rookie.
Which is expected.
He looked so good in the Texans game, and last week it just wasn't good.
It was a really bad defensive game plan last week, though, and I think it's less his fault.
Bill Belichick versus mediocre quarterbacks.
Versus RPO.
Name a more iconic duo.
Also, what I want to say to Boris's take on Hightower is something our linebackers coach used to tell us all the time. Actually, our defensive line coach. He used to look at the fat linebackers that have clearly been overeating in the offseason and say, hey, buddy, you're a biscuit away from playing D-tackle. And I think that's where we are right now.
I think with Hightower, he hasn't played in a real game in a while. I mean, obviously, these last 2 weeks. But training camp and preseason are completely different than a real game. Week 6, Hightower will be back, I think. And I think they just need to, put him down the A-gap. No more coverage. Just send him after the quarterback.
Yeah, set the edge. They just need to put him on the edge. Get him on the edge. Get Claiborne off the field. Minimize Hightower's sideline-to-sideline problem here. And just put him on the edge. And if he eats a little bit more, you can always just sub him in for Adam Butler on the defensive tackle line.
Or Keonta Davis.
I like the idea of putting him at the edge, but we don't have the pieces in the middle of the field to really
Bentley
take
and
him
Van Noy
solely there. I'm not as high on Van Noy as most people.
Van Noy has looked really good these past 2 weeks, and I think every game Van Noy gets better. You guys might not agree. I like Van Noy a lot.
I like Van Noy. I think the problem for the Patriots linebackers is they're just not very fast sideline to sideline. And someone that is Nick Grigsby. Marquise Flowers plays for a line.
Should have kept Marquise Flowers now. Just saying.
Yeah. Bentley looks
better sideline to sideline.
He's the best out of all. Yeah.
Speed-wise.
He makes a defense a lot faster. And Landon Roberts is the worst out of everyone. So
should have kept Flowers over Roberts. I feel like we have too many Roberts-type linebackers on the
Roberts in the Roberts in the Super Bowl. On an RPO, it's an obvious pass, and he just goes for the run. leaves the wide receiver wide open in the middle of the field. He sees the quarterback with the ball, still goes after the running back.
I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, but I think it was the week before the first week. Elandon Roberts was covering a running back, and he just fell down. The running back came across the middle and just made one move, and Elandon Roberts fell down and barely got the tackle.
That's the epitome of his career, right there.
Yeah, why is this man still on the Patriots?
He got up and shook his fist like he normally makes that play. That was the funniest part. He's like, ah, fuck. Normally I usually get this guy. I'm usually blanking on this fucking back.
Ever since the Bills game in 2016, Bill has been absolutely fucking pants down for Roberts. And it's just disgusting. It's his linebacker who is Jordan Richards. That's what Roberts is.
That hurts. That name haunts me.
He's big Jordan Richards is all he is.
That's the next guy that we need.
Same
off this
football
team.
IQ.
That's the next guy.
You know, the funny thing about Elandon Roberts is how high even I was on Elandon Roberts after the guy who wore bags on his hands and liked video games over football, Jamie Collins, got torched by Owen Daniels
the
twice.
The corpse.
Owen Daniels' Owen corpse. Daniels.
Grandpa Daniels.
They literally took Jamie Collins off the field and put Elandon Roberts on the field, and they were better. Like, what is that?
Well, Roberts' rookie year was really good. And, I mean, I thought he was going to be a pretty good linebacker, a good thumper, you know, next to Hightower. But, obviously, that didn't pan out.
I think he might be like blind. I think he might be special needs and blind.
He's cross-eyed. Gotta be.
He needs some advice on Sony Michel on how to hit the.
You
right
know,
hole.
I've never seen Sony Michel and Elandon Roberts in the same room before together. So,
you know, what do I know?
Oh man, we've got some real characters on this team. We've got a arthritic running back with some upside. We've got big Jordan Richards on the other side of the ball. And you've got club Dietrich Wise and Adrian Claiborne, whose one only move is to rush past the quarterback.
Cassius Marsh,
and the one thing you can't do in Bill Belichick's defense is rush past the quarterback, and that's Adrian Claiborne's only move. So I really don't know how this was a good fit.
Bill Belichick's defense is just disgusting.
He's playing that 0-4 defense.
0-4, he's playing like he still has Lawrence Taylor.
Right.
He's stuck in the 80s and 90s, man.
I think Josh Gordon could actually play some good backer for us.
I think Edelman would be a better linebacker.
I think you're high right now, Danny. Josh Gordon 6'3", 2.
Hey.
To whatever.
Edelman will do anything.
Josh Gordon's a
good. Everything. You put Edelman back there, white? I'd feel better. No, he's a hardworking.
Because
he's got
the
grit.
Racist Patriots fans. Everybody's
he's
gritty.
Gritty. Hardworking. Knows he's a grindstone
gritty.
Type of guy. The kind of guy we love.
And yet, Josh Gordon's just the kind of guy that he just won't catch up on the playbook. He's just not a hard worker. He's not good. He's not very
nose
smart.
Nose to the blunt
that's
kind of guy.
Media, that's what the media told us, and it actually turns out the opposite is true.
I want to see Josh Gordon first play, line up out wide, blunt hanging out of his mouth. Just
sunglasses.
Yep, the sunglasses too. I might have to sparkle up every Josh Gordon touchdown.
All right, guys. Our keys to the game. I'm going to start off I think my key to the game is just really, like Boris was saying earlier, attacking the Patricia defense the same way the Jags attack the Patriots defense, which is horizontally across the field. You'll see some times where Patricia's defense is not well coached. Shocking, right? I know. But you'll see some times where the back is just wide open completely. The linebackers and the corners are running into each other trying to guard a back in the flat or try to take the wide receiver in the middle. I think Gronk's going to have a big game over the middle. George Kittle had a lot of targets last week. I think that's going to be big. We got to tackle Blunt. If Blunt forces trauma against us for the second time he faces us in a row, I'm probably going to hang myself, so I don't want to see that at all.
Be ready for it.
And along with that, we have to start fast. Like, we have to get up on the lines quickly and make Matt Stafford a one-sided quarterback, because otherwise I can see a scenario where it's like blunt force trauma all over the place and Matt Stafford's just dishing off easy play actions over in the middle. What do you guys think?
Cover the middle of the field. like I said, all podcasts, you need to cover the middle of the field. This is the Achilles heel of the defense. We cannot cover the middle, no matter what. The linebackers aren't fast, and they need to figure something out and quick with that. And now you can't even bring Chung down as a hybrid option there because he's likely out with a concussion.
Cyrus Jones.
Not that he's been good anyway. No, Cyrus Jones. He's 5'9". I do not want him anywhere near.
Danny, do you know I'm bigger than Cyrus Jones? I'm really fine, so. What do you think, Danny?
I think offensively,
aside from your horrible Cyrus Jones take.
You guys will be eating crow this Sunday. Just wait. Offensively,
yeah.
You got to establish the run. Got to take the lead early. I mean, the Lions are giving up, what was it, 4.6 yards per carry?
No, it's actually like 6.9. But go on. yeah, 6.9.
Further proving my point.
For running backs, it's 6.9 yards per carry. But yeah, disgusting. Just Patricia defense.
get Sony Michel going. Take the lead early and force Matt Stafford to throw the ball. And then defensively, you got to get pressure on Matt Stafford. Force him to rush his throws, throw in tight coverages, make
him
throw
really
good
idiot. He's very good idiot.
He's going to have a lot of good garbage time stats when we're up 20 points.
No, I just don't see that happening.
No?
Defense is so vulnerable. That Texans game was fool's gold from the defense.
Yeah,
look at what happened with the Texans last week. The Titans beat them. Titans aren't good either.
Dude, that was Blaine Gabbert, though. Come on.
Jesus Christ.
No, I think we gotta get pressure on Stafford. Make him force his throws. Get rid of it early. You can't let him sit in the pocket and make reads.
I'll say the thing about Matt Stafford is enough thing that Jerod Mayo said is he's actually sneaky mobile, so you actually have to set the edge. He's probably not as athletic as Blake Bortles, but Matt Stafford is a pretty good athlete, and he can get really accurate. You know, I still think he's a pretty good quarterback, and he can still make all the throws. So if you're not on your game, like last week in Jacksonville, plenty of miscommunications about the Patriots' defense where guys have no idea what they're doing. You know, I assume that the year two in Gilmore's system and the other defense having plenty of experience, we wouldn't be doing this again, but we did it against Jacksonville. So they just really have to limit the communications there and just play football. And please, dear God, cover the backs because please, dear God, I don't, you know, Bill Belichick called Reddick a really good player and he's right. And he should cover him out of the fucking backfield because if he doesn't, like last game, we're going to get torched.
Cyrus Jones. Bang.
Scenes when Patricia gets fired midseason and comes back as defensive coordinator.
Do not. That's a horrible thought. Oh, God. That's scary.
Yeah, I guarantee Patricia's getting fired this year, though. I guarantee it.
You think so?
I can see it happening, but that's just not smart. They don't give coaches time anymore.
You got to get
players to buy in. You got to get players who aren't buying in out and – it's just 1 year isn't enough. They need to give him 10 years like Gruden.
10 years, I don't know. I think the thing about Patricia is all three sides of the ball have been just horrendous. The offense has gotten worse. The Jets players were calling out plays for the Lions, and the defense is fucking atrocious, and that's supposed to be Patricia's specialty. But we know it's not, but it's supposed to be. His special teams were absolutely awful. So
Golladay,
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, Galladay's good. Galladay's really good. Galladay's really good. Yeah, I wish we had Galladay.
He could be an X factor for the Lions. If Eric Rowe doesn't have a bounce back game, I think Galladay could have a big game.
No, you need to put Gilmore on Galladay. He's got Stafford's favorite target this year.
I think if you don't put Gilmore on Marvin Jones, it's a mistake.
No. I think Boris is right. I mean, they've lined up Galladay single on the side and just have him run a little slant. Stafford's forcing it to him. I could see a scenario where they put Gilmore on Galladay a little bit, but the problem is you have to put a bigger guy on Jones, and that would probably be Rowe. And I'm pretty high on Rowe, but you guys probably aren't. So I'd feel okay with that matchup.
I like Rowe
is good.
Matchup.
He's streaky.
He's very matchup based.
Streaky. Like Julio Jones in Super Bowl 51, he did a unbelievable job covering him. But obviously Julio made a few good plays because it's Julio Jones. He's an unbelievable player. But Rowe did a good job of covering him that game. But then Rowe will let up 100 yards and a touchdown to a scrub.
Yeah, and also the thing about last week is he shouldn't have been on Cole at all. Gilmore should have been on Cole. That's I said on last podcast, but that's the one thing I don't understand about the Patriots. Cole was I thought their best receiver, and Rowe is I still think Rowe is good, but he's just not fast.
He's very injury prone too. He can't make the movements without fucking tearing his groin.
I was gonna say
he's on the injury list
with a groin injury. Yeah.
Unfucking believable.
He's laying too much pipe on the off days. Jeez.
Such low standards for a woman letting losers like that. Unbelievable.
You seen Jordan Richards' wife? She's kind of a dime.
Stop lying. That fucking big goof.
Yeah.
Not only is he a big goof, but he's fucking terrible.
Horrible.
He got drafted in the second round. The second
another round. Bill Belichick hit in the draft. Just amazing pick by Bill. Such a great evaluator.
He's a really gritty player. He's a really gritty captain from Stanford. You know, for as smart as Jordan Richards is, you can tell on the field that he's actually probably a complete idiot.
Just look at the angles he was taking covering running backs in the Super Bowl. He's running, like, upfield, like, almost behind the defensive line to go cover a running back.
It's disgusting. You think it's as smart as they make them him out to be. He'd be able to figure out how to tackle people, but, you know.
It's honestly a disgrace. Jeez. He's very good idiots.
It's honestly a disgrace. Word to Brett Grew.
He's very good idiots. He's very good idiots. Me, you know what? I'm gonna go back and save that helling picture. And every time Matt Stafford makes a play, he's gonna post.
He's very good.
He's very good. He's very good. It is.
Every time Gordon scores a touchdown, along with sparking one up, I have a Flash Gordon theme song that's going up every time from that awful movie.
I will retweet absolutely it every single time.
Terrible movie.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Anything else, boys? Anything you guys need to get off your chest?
Cyrus Jones is the X Factor this week, covering Sibyl Danny. Riddick. I'm telling you.
Jesus Christ, Danny.
I don't know. This is a scary season. Riddick, we get a tough schedule.
Yeah, you know, we actually do. I think that they're going to bounce back this week. Actually, I'm going to predict the Patriots win 35-24.
Okay.
What about you, Boris?
I'm going to go with 42 for the Patriots, 35 for the Lions.
All right, shootout. We love a shootout. Okay. What's up, Dan?
I got 35-17. Patriots win. Sony Michel has a big day.
Danny just having the Patriots win all three phases. Patriots win all three phases.
I mean,
Danny,
you see what the Jets
three.
Did to him on all three phases? I mean, but Patricia looked like that was his first game ever that he's coached. I mean, like ever in the NFL. He just looked like he had no idea what he's doing, like he didn't belong there. I think this is going to be a huge bounce back week for New England, for the defense especially.
You know, you're probably not wrong, Danny. It'll probably be a bounce back because it's not going to get any worse than what it was last week. But I can just see the scenario where the Lions offense gives the Patriots a little bit of trouble. Not too much, but I don't see him scoring less than 20.
I mean, we'll see. I hope Gilmore has a great game. I mean, he gets slander. I slander him sometimes, but he really is a good corner. He fits our system well. I think he's
– Is he?
I think he's – He's very. What's that?
He's very good at idiots.
He's very good at idiots. He is. I mean, he was covering the wrong person last week.
What'd you say, boys?
Zero confidence in this defense until they prove me otherwise. That's why it's going to be a shootout.
Well, wait till about 11 o'clock at Sunday night.
Hey, I'll admit I was wrong. But, hey.
It's a good test for the Patriots, actually, because – you know, a lot of people aren't too high on the lines, but I think their roster just isn't that bad. If you just look they're at it overall, sure they have the diabetic at head coach, but they also have Tate, Galladay. They have a couple decent pass catching running backs. They have Jones. They have Stafford. Their line isn't too bad. And you know, I think the rushing yards were kind of misleading because, like I said, I watched that game and I just didn't know where. This is a couple long runs. I think the run defense was probably a little bit better, but if Darius Slay plays, it's a formidable team. The linebackers aren't very good, but it's a decent team and a decent test for the Patriots, especially in prime time coming off of that ass whooping.
So, they're very good idiots.
I'm ready for it. So, yeah, the Detroit Lions. They're very good idiots.
No, it'll be a good test, and like I said, I think it'll be a bounce back game, especially defensively.
Boris is shaking his head. He disagrees.
He's disgusted. He's ready for Belichick to go. He's going to be in the
Belichick hate club president right here.
I want to see Belichick versus Boris. It's the biggest rivalry in sports.
Name a more iconic duo. You can't.
You really can't. Sonny Michelle and Vision, Bill Belichick and Boris. It's just really Jordan Everybody Richards and not making tackles.
Josh Gordon and Blunt.
Blake Bortles and shredding the Patriots.
Everybody in Pat's chat just gets on me when I slander Bill, but I always let him have it. Not getting away with it in here, man.
Aaron always posts that picture of Belichick with the red lions crossed out, and I die. That's the best picture.
That is the best picture. It's funny, like, even if, like, you're pissed off at Belichick at the moment, even if you think he's good, it's just so fucking funny.
It's just, he's so sarcastic because he always posts the same thing. He's like, that's enough, get this man out of here. It was something stupid like that.
I don't know if you saw, it was last week, Aaron posted that photo underneath one of the reports for the Patriots, and someone was like, I can't believe you would say that about Bill, and then I forget who in the chat. They were like, yeah, just let him have it.
Yeah, I remember. I saw that.
But going a little further down into the season, what's your most feared game, like, for the Patriots this year?
I don't really have the schedule. The
Vikings
on the top
game.
Of my head.
There you go. Yeah, the Vikings.
Vikings game. I think that defense is better than the Jaguars.
Yeah. Well, we play the Packers too.
Aaron Rodgers has a bum knee,
and I'm a little scared of Aaron Rodgers, and their defense is a little bit better.
I don't know. Kirk Cousins, as we saw, even though they tied, is a bad man.
Oh, here we go. This
he
man
is a
his
bad
Vikings.
Man. Absolutely,
oh, Jesus
fathered
Christ.
Rodgers in Lambeau and still lost. I'm not even joking. That throw to Thielen
Someone make
for the
a
touchdown was one of the best throws I have ever seen.
Someone make a photo of the X on Kirk Cousins.
Don't you dare.
If someone make the photo of Josh Gordon with the X on him with his sunglasses.
I think the Chiefs game will be real tough, too.
He better have the sunglasses. When he scores a touchdown, I want them fucking sunglasses on.
Yeah, actually, Danny, you're pretty right about the Chiefs. Our boy, Esquire Price, is very high on the
I
Chiefs,
don't want to talk about Mr. Price. I'm done with him.
The lawyer?
Mr. Forehead.
Why? Okay, why are you coming out so hot on Mr.
Price? I like Price. And I'm mad Megamind. That he's right about his DVOA ratings or whatever the hell he shares.
What do you think Josh Gordon's ELO rating is?
100. I don't know what the ratings go off of, but 100 for sure.
It's perfect.
That man has no flaws.
All right, let's not gas up the lawyer on the podcast, please. Just an awful person.
You know, if you just look, everyone look up Jordan Price's at, and then just type his at, and then just type ELO ratings, and just see what
that's
comes
all
up.
His tweets. That's all his
laugh.
Tweets.
ELO ratings? Question mark.
Whenever I see him up? In the Pats chat, I just say the lawyer is here.
I leave. I turn my phone off. I lock it. And I just do something else for the time being.
You can just see the circle when he's typing. It's just all forehead.
And he'll be typing for like 5 minutes.
It's like, sometimes, Jesus Christ, here goes his fucking updated NBA rankings, like, every fucking morning.
Cam versus Jordan. Biggest rivalry in sports.
Or sometimes he'll give us a poll between player A Mega and player Virgin B. Vulgar. Mega Mind versus Mega Virgin.
Vulgar the Virgin, man.
Yeah, if you're listening... Actually, shout out to Alper for being a complete bitch and doing something really bitchy if we're not doing this podcast. So, F you, Alper.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. I was looking forward to having Alper on here, but, you know, what are you going to do?
He's very good, idiots.
He's very bad, idiot.
All right, boys. Any last words before we leave this legendary podcast?
Sony Michel, Cyrus Jones, book it. You're welcome.
Flash Gordon and his absolute big dick energy is going to fuck up the Lions defense this weekend.
We absolutely love it. Well, thanks for coming on, guys. And I'll tag your at names in this podcast so you guys can get some love and some follow. But thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. Fuck you, Matt Patricia. Fuck you, Dwayne Allen. Let's go, Josh Gordon. Tom Brady's the GOAT. And
fuck Bill Belichick.
The big X on Bill Belichick.
Big red X. Get him out of here. Just kidding.
All right. See you later, guys.
Thanks for having me.
See you. Thanks for having me.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.